there's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Pope Francis died this morning, and the Vatican now says he suffered a stroke. Millions are in mourning. CBS Papal contributor Delia Gallagher has been talking to some of the mourners at St. Peter's Square.
Pope Francis touched people from all over the world. His authenticity, people spoke to me about. The fact that he often spoke out in favor of the poor, in favor of immigrants.
Despite his poor health, the Pope appeared in public just yesterday with an Easter blessing. Reporter Rich Lamb.
Nobody was really expecting it, and especially the Monday after Easter. You know, it seemed that Pope Francis virtually willed himself to live through the Easter holiday weekend with its message of resurrection after death.
Correspondent Chris Livesay on what comes next at the Vatican.
His body will be placed in a coffin. He's then going to lie in state for about 4 to 6 days, at which point he will be buried. There's a 9-day period of mourning, which has just begun. And then, of course, there is the conclave when cardinals from all around the world descend on Rome to elect the next pope.
In this country, President Trump ordered flags flown at half staff in honor of the Pope. The president today defended Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after reports of another signal chat on airstrikes in Yemen. This one included his wife and brother. Both Hegseth and Trump blamed the media.
Just the same old stuff from the media. That's an old one. Try finding something new.
The new U.S. ambassador to Israel is calling on Hamas to accept a deal that would secure the release of hostages in exchange for humanitarian aid being allowed into Gaza again. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin signed new laws today, further strengthening a crackdown on dissent as his war on Ukraine enters its fourth year. One law makes it a criminal offense to discredit the army or call for sanctions against Russia. A Ukrainian delegation has now arrived in London for the latest peace talks. The markets have been off all day, partly because of new tariff threats by China, but also because of the president's pressure on the Fed chair. Here's business reporter Jason Brooks.
President Trump's latest salvo at Fed Chair Jerome Powell calls Powell Mr. Too Late when it comes to cutting interest rates and calls the Fed chief a major loser. Powell has been targeted by the president after Powell said the tariffs will fuel higher inflation and slow economic growth, and the lack of concrete trade progress continues to unnerve the market.
And checking the numbers on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 1,200 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a truck fully on fire that caused a slowdown for morning commuters in Racine County. Northbound lanes were impacted near Seven Mile Road this morning, with the closure lasting from just before dawn through the first part of the morning drive. They're not believed to be any injuries. We're working on learning more. A former federal official is coming to Racine to talk about current federal operations. A town hall is being held Thursday at the Bryant Community Center with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley. A statement says the event will focus on federal budget impacts and tax policy. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to Frater at Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, it's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits from the mamas and papas in California Dreamin' on WRJN. You know that lyric in the song, "Stopped into a church I passed along the way"? Well, Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas loved visiting churches, and she and John Phillips visited the cathedral, St. Patrick's Cathedral, which inspired that verse. Now, John hated that verse. He was turned off by churches and unpleasant memories of parochial school, but he couldn't think of any better, so they left it in.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. She got the way to move that chair.
She got the way to prove that
chair.
She got the way to move that. She got the way to prove that
chair.
She got the way to move that.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Them with your youth, they see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love
you. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We're just a couple of weeks away from Racine Raiders football. Yeah, not this weekend, but the following weekend. It's the first home game, May 3rd at Horlick Athletic Field. You can read about the Raiders play-by-play anchor Don Wadowitz in this week's WRJN newsletter. You can sign up for that at WRJN.com. Racine Raiders football all this season on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Can't help falling in love on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Says here, a study says that by sticking to a diet that includes 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, you can add as much as 4.5 years to your life. Yeah, but most of those are going to be spent in the restroom. We'll be right back.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
WRJN. Listen just after 5 o'clock for the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. And if you want to take that whole class reunion thing one step further, you can let us know about your class reunion. We'll help spread the word about it on the air and online. Have your organizer email your event details to classreunion@wrjn.com. We'll mention it on the air and post details at wrjn.com as well. Listen for your year on the class reunion just after 5 on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former federal official is coming to Racine to talk about current federal operations. A town hall is being held Thursday at the Bryant Community Center with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley. A statement says the event will focus on federal budget impacts and tax policy. Go deeper on the visit and why the town hall is coming to Racine online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. The status of the 72-year-old Racine man critically injured Saturday night isn't known. He was hit in his car when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign at Victory and Lathrop. He was flown to Frederick. The 36-year-old suspect is now in custody awaiting charges. They already employ a lot of people living in Wisconsin. Now they're likely to hire even more. Abbott Labs plans to hire 200 workers at their Illinois facility as part of a $500 million U.S. expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park, just across the state line, are set to open this year. The medical device maker aims to increase domestic production despite tariff pressures. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Sweet it is to be loved by you.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. I saw this on online the other day, and I've had this question before. Would you rather work 5 8-hour workdays for a 40-hour week, or 4 10-hour workdays for a 40-hour week?
Same pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could go either way, depending on what it is. I guess I'd prefer the 5 days.
Would you really?
I think so.
Okay. I wonder why that is. Is it because would you be bored on the fifth day?
It's customary. It's tradition.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you like tradition. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I think I'd go for the 4 10-hour days.
Would you?
I think so, because I think most days I work more than 10 hours anyway.
Well, that's the tough thing to wrap my head around, because it's like pretty much like an on call situation as it is now. So it's like always on.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you're always on. Yeah, I get it. But there was a survey done, and overwhelmingly, the people said they'd rather have 4 10-hour workdays than 5 8-hour workdays.
I'd prefer like three hours in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. That'd be nice.
That'd be all right. A little opposite siesta, like a reverse siesta.
I'm just pointing out your hours.
Very nice.
3 hours here in the afternoon.
Very nice.
I know you do a lot of prep work. Joke is where I'm going.
You have no idea how much.
I know. I've heard that 5 o'clock thing you're doing, Kurt. That thing is a great undertaking. It sounds great.
I appreciate the promo there. We'll finish it up here. Listen to the 5 o'clock class reunion. 3 great songs, 1 great year this afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news with Stuart.
And it's, again, you do a lot of work. You put a lot of effort into it. It's a great, great, big, good segment.
A little bit. Appreciate it.
Sponsorable.
There you go. That's what we're going after.
Right.
Sponsorships and listeners. There we go. Ears and dollars. That's what we want. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
time I see you looking my way. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one. Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew that maybe we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime. Baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. Smile, she knows.
Local news, timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you signed up yet for the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. It has tips on marketing and advertising, and you can sign up. Very simple to do. Just go to WRJN.com.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high.
Singing. sweet city woman. Everybody, sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
It's the Stampeders, Sweet City Woman on WRJN. Brewers baseball is back on the airwaves, and we're giving you a chance to enjoy a Wednesday matinee Brewer game on us on Wednesday, May 21st. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and enter to win four club seats to the game. No purchase necessary. Baseball is a big deal, so you can win it at the Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back, April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Man.
8 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, a couple of clouds and a low of 40. Tomorrow morning, maybe a couple of showers, but then mostly sunny and 54.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So don't you be we
didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Millions of people around the world are mourning Pope Francis. He died this morning of what the Vatican says was a stroke. In Rome, a rosary.
Ave Maria, gracia plena, Dominus tecum.
CBS News papal contributor Delia Gallagher.
A lot of sorrow.